This is the day. Mary remembers where she was. I remember where I was. We all remember when we got the news that Princess Diana had died. Fred Weintraub is with us. He is an executive producer of TV Guy, Radio Guy, Print Guy, The Worldly File. He is in London, but the day you found out that she died, you were in our city of Chicago.
I was, Lisa. You know, it's hard to believe that it was 25 years ago. And as you said, it's, you know, it's one of those moments in life where it's a where were you moment. People remember where they were when they heard that Martin Luther King was assassinated, when Robert Kennedy was assassinated, and of course, John F. Kennedy. And in 1997, people know where they were when it was found out that Princess Diana died. And it really was an interesting way of the news to come out, because here, although I wasn't living full-time in London at that point, Londoners were, the UK was asleep when this was all going on, because as you know, the accident happened in Paris, and it took till about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning as they tried to save Diana's life before they came out with an official notice that she had passed away. But it changed how the royal family operates. And for those people that think that Diana didn't have an impact, I think they're wrong. They get a lot of questions now about, so what's happening in London on August 31st? How is it being commemorated? The reality is, you know, you read the cover story in People magazine and you see a couple specials on the air, but it's being commemorated in a very quiet, almost forgotten way, because the royal family, in many people's minds, did not handle the situation very well. And whether you watched it on The Crown or you watched it in any of the movies or the documentaries, they had some things to learn, and history will show that they did learn from that tragic day and how they operated and how they treated the entire affair.
But now, with Meghan and Harry, it seems like they have forgotten. And everybody continues to attack Meghan Markle and Harry's decision to move to the U.S. But I think if Diana wasn't so bold and didn't instill that in Harry, he probably just would have been doing what was expected of him in Britain.
Probably. You know, when you look at Prince Harry and you look at Prince William, and the image that sticks, I think, in people's minds is when they walked behind the coffin of their mother to Westminster Abbey. Was that the right thing for them to do, or was that torture for were really young kids, and should they have been able to do that? And what did that do to their personality? Clearly, it created trauma in their lives. Trauma that I would suggest lives on today, particularly in Prince Harry, but also in William, because William has to learn to have a good relationship with the press, because he's going to be the heir after Prince Charles. There's a lot of anger. There's a lot of hatred, because in part, in the back of their minds, I would speculate that they think that the press had a pretty big role in the death of Diana. Now, there will be one school of thought that will believe that. There's also the other school of thought that suggests, and you can see proof of it, that Diana was a master manipulator in working with the press. She let them know what she wanted to know, and then she acted like the victim when things didn't go her way. But everybody deserves a public life and a private life, and she certainly did not get a private life.
No, and I am still on Team Diana and not Team Camilla. I can't even believe that that woman is going to be queen one day. That is going to happen, isn't it?
It is going to happen. The queen has come out this year and has said that when she passes away, she hopes that Camilla will become the queen consort. Now, I can understand there is a perspective out there that Camilla wronged the world. But the other perspective is, it's really Prince Charles who, you know, in the end, the bottom line is they married the wrong people. Diana should never have married Prince Charles. And in an age when royalty was fooling around or continues to fool around, it may sound disgraceful, but it wasn't as uncommon as you might think. So I am not sure that Camilla deserves all the blame and the hatred. And if for a minute anyone wants to be objective, in the last 25 years, she certainly turned around her reputation by just doing the appropriate things as a royal. And notice, she never took the title Princess of Wales. She did that in part because she wanted to be respectful to Diana and to William and Harry. But you can look at it any way you want to look at it, and it still becomes one big soap opera.
Yeah, you're right. And Fred, you're so appropriate in your statement, because we want to pit those two women together, and Charles just stands in the background. No one's attacking him. And the other point is, you're right, no one can be objective, you know, especially for us who grew up and watched that wedding and fell in love with Diana. There's no objectivity. There just isn't. Thank you so much for joining us and telling us what's going on. I'm surprised there is not a bigger commemoration in London, but I appreciate you sharing your perspective and your insight.
It's my pleasure to be on with you.
Fred Weintraub, executive producer, TV guy, radio guy, print guy. He's the royal guy. And Lauren, just a note, you know, the reason, have you seen all the text messages come through? The reason that Columbus is the number one destination this weekend?
I didn't.
Because they're playing Notre Dame. Dame and Ohio, it's a big Buckeye game this weekend, 103,000 people. That's how many they can fit into that stadium. An equal number will be in the parking lot, so that's why Airbnb listed Columbus, Ohio as the number one destination this week.
That makes a lot of sense. I don't know why I didn't think about that.
Why didn't the article think about that is
right.
What I'm wondering.
Yeah, they just, exactly. They didn't share that. Boy, that is trending on our text line. When I tell you like 30, 40, 50 text messages came in, I'm not kidding. I was like, okay, all right. Time to get a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld. And then, did you know that Netflix is still mailing DVDs? Lisa Itachico is going to say there's a reason for that, and maybe there's a good reason. That's next. But what's up, Mary?